coming to you from Whidbey Island, Washington. This is Stories from Women Who Walk, a uniquely forward-looking, story-based podcast for anyone charmed by and curious about the power of story to profoundly and positively shift our awareness, our behavior, even our culture, as well as those who wish to learn more about the power of walking to reveal the world around us and within us. Like magic, the sorcery of stories is this. They help each of us to be seen and heard, to understand and be understood. How do we get good at turning toward the future, no matter how uncertain it may be? How do we sustain ourselves and each other? How do we love each other, even or especially those with whom we don't agree, through the revolutions ahead? I have an idea. We can tell the story, and we will be saved. The great Polish rabbi, Israel ben Eliezer, also known as the Baal Shem Tov, deeply loved his people. Whenever they were troubled or persecuted, he went to a sacred place in the forest, lit a sacred fire, and said a special prayer asking God to protect his people. It was enough, and the people were saved. But in time, the Baal Shem Tov died. Later, his disciple, following in his master's footsteps, went into the same part of the forest and said, "Creator of the universe, I do not know how to light the sacred fire, but I do know the special prayer. Please hear me and save your people." And it was enough. Generations passed, and when the next rabbi saw how his people were being persecuted, he went into the forest and said, "Lord, I don't know how to light the sacred fire, nor do I know the special prayer, but I still remember the place. Help us. Save the people." And the people were saved. Decades later, a very elderly rabbi, seeing his people being persecuted, spoke to God, saying, "I don't know how to light the sacred fire, nor do I know the special prayer, and I can't even find the place in the forest. All I can do is tell you this story and hope that you will hear me. Please save the people." And again, the people were saved. When we find ourselves lost in the forest, do not know how to light the sacred fire or say the special prayer, at the very least, we can tell the story and we will be saved. Here we are, at the end of the road, but not the journey. Thank you for listening to this Diane on Mic episode of Stories from Women Who Walk. I hope you enjoyed walking together, and there's more to enjoy. You're invited to stop by every Monday through Friday for 60 seconds, Time Out Tuesday, Story Prompt Friday, and every Thursday for longer guest interviews and Diane on Mic episodes. You'll find us on Simplecast or your favorite podcast platform. Come for the stories, stay for the magic. And speaking of magic, would you share a nice rating or review on Apple Podcasts? And when you come back, bring your friends and relatives. You will have wonderful company as we walk our lives together.